My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, times have changed with Davin and his scammer Belinda, and he has to change his game. Can he do it? Listen and enjoy.
All right. Well, we last left off. My friend had poked Mickey Wynn, who is Mavis's brother, and caused a whole lot of problem for me when Mavis asked me, "Well, is he stealing from you?" So you're waiting to hear a Facebook poke from him. And whoever was playing my girlfriend Belinda on this occasion was very, very concerned with why my divorce attorney no longer wanted to work with me, which was not something that had been discussed for quite some time.
Right.
And again, it was not looking bad. We had people at the end of the show saying, you know, this relationship is done. You know, kind of writing fake Davin off.
Well, I you called me on the carpet when I didn't deserve to be on it because
you always deserve it. You did something wrong.
No, I did not. And I said, you've got your work cut out for you. And then you turned, well, what do you think? I can't pull it off. I didn't say that. You've got your work cut out for you. And it was even more reinforced last week. Whether you pull it off or not, it remains to be seen. You probably will. But you've got to change the whole game.
All right, so on May 9th, my friend goes, "Hey, Mickey, thanks for adding me. I hope you are well." So we have contact. So then we'll go to May 11th. And the last time I spoke to Belinda was on May 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it didn't go well. There was no love at the end. May 11th, she goes, "Hi." I go, "Hi." She goes, "How do you do?" I go, "I do excellent. How do you do?" She goes, "I'm nearly homeless." I go, "What happened with Rita?" Remember, Rita was her roommate.
Mm-hmm.
Rita's moved out a couple months ago for some time now. I live alone. I go, it seems like just yesterday you were telling me about her. It is just you by yourself? So Belinda goes, "She visits occasionally but does not live here anymore. She lives with her boyfriend now." I go, "Sorry, maybe you should go back." And
Can I interrupt one quick sec? Remember back when I was talking with Mavis, Mavis slipped and said her name was Rita.
Yeah, they use a few names here. But it's kind of interesting, you know, if this was a real relationship, you would tell me. I mean, you're going to your roommate's family's funeral. You would tell me if she moved out. This would come up in conversation.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's a new twist in their script. Apparently, you know, it seems like, listen, the guilt for the kid not getting her education isn't working out. So, well, you know, they're going to up the ante. Will I allow my girlfriend to be homeless? That's the game. So Belinda goes, "She visits occasionally but does not live here anymore. She lives with her boyfriend now." I go, "Sorry, maybe you should go back and live with some of your family." She goes, "Yeah, that's what I'm planning on doing, but I have to pay for the last 2 months."
Here it comes.
I go, "Isn't it under Rita's name?" I go, "Babe, I think you should consider that job I was telling you about, if only for a short time." She goes, "I took over from Rita when she left. What job is that?" I go, "Check the file. We discussed it at length." So I've done this a couple of times where I tell them to check the file, where I'm not convinced that the person I'm dealing with is up on the story and everything. She goes, "Is it the cleaning or typing?" Now, remember, I had talked to her about a data entry job, and there was the discussion of her working in a sewing factory, and she'd be doing cleaning up. So they actually picked up on that. You know?
Yes, you know, it's funny that, I mean, they're picking up on some things, but there's a lot of other things they're not picking up on. You know?
Yeah.
It's weird that there's stuff that should be there that's not. And there's Davin, I mean basic stuff, Dav, that there should be there, but there's this other stuff that you might not, you know, you might have forgot as just a regular person in conversation, but they pick up on.
Well, I mean, we talked about the first time I ever spoke to Belinda when she was Agnes. You know, there was just conversation that you thought somebody who was up with the plot, if this was the real person.
Right, right.
They would know. Kind of basic stuff. But you got to give them that. I tested them, and they got it. Or they checked the file.
Yeah, there's on the chat, Tom is saying that maybe they want to transfer you to another target.
Another target?
Yeah, that's what Tom was saying.
What am I, ISIS?
Moved out equals transfer to another target.
don't know what that means.
So maybe I was stating I was looking for money. Lisa's under contention. Not likely. Maybe cleaning typewriters.
They still have typewriters? Why not? I go, either job would do right. She goes, yeah. Tell me about the data entry again. All right. I go, if you're really interested in it, I will try to find the details for you, but I can't do it now. She goes, why is that? Too busy, I guess? I go, I'm in Florida, full day, breakfast with my ex-girlfriend, beach meeting with the new company I will be writing porn for, and comedy tonight. It has been a nonstop, but it's all good. You know how busy life can get as well as anybody. Now, in reality, I was in Jacksonville doing a gig, and I had my family with me, right. And I didn't have time to horse around.
Yeah. You're in Jacksonville working with your family. It's not playtime.
Exactly. I got a comedy gig. Her aunt's coming to the show. I don't have time to play with my scammer right now. But, you know, I threw in the ex-girlfriend. I had never mentioned an ex-girlfriend before. I threw in the porn. Trying to see what's going on here. She goes, I thought you stopped writing porn. I go, I did. And then I wrote, I didn't capitalize it like an asshole. I go, but I got a good offer, and the money could be fantastic. I stopped for you, but I guess things are different now. She goes, I see. I go, what do you see? She goes, never mind. I go, okay. I go, listen, I have to go. Let's talk about this when you have some time. She goes, wow, okay. And then I go, how are you? Oh, no. Then I guess this is May 16th. Then I go, she goes, wow, okay, and that's it. Then we go to May 16th. So what do you think of that?
Just seems interesting, you know, you're trying to help her, and she remembers all that backstory stuff.
Kind of different from the week before where they didn't know what the hell was going on.
And it, the tone seems a little different, a little more friendlier.
It does.
Not,
that doesn't seem like my girl, though.
Not comfort in the womb friendly, God no, but it and I still don't know if that's her, but I think somebody else is working with you.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.